All right, we're going to turn our attention now to consideration of diversity, equity, and inclusion in agency affairs, which is an interesting subject right now. Our speakers today, as they're coming to the stage, are Angela Downs, who is a professor at North Texas College of Law. She teaches a 40-hour mediation course, as well as a course in domestic violence and the law, an innovative approach to interpersonal violence. She is a former felony prosecutor for the Dallas County DA and has recently been appointed by the governor to serve on the medical board as a disciplinary specialist. And then we also have Mr. Rudy Mater, who's of counsel at Graves, Doherty, Heron, and Moody here in Austin. He has represented both public and private entities. He is the first generation in his family to graduate from college and public policy school and law school. He has been instrumental in helping form a partnership with local law enforcement and the state bar to address the issue of community policing and in creating pro bono legal advice clinics for U.S. military veterans. So we will be interested in hearing what you all have to say. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for that kind invitation to come and present. I'm actually going to move our computer. Because a lot of what I like to do is I like to pretend that I'm Oprah, so I need to be able to have my visuals close at hand so that we can talk. But I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you, and any opportunity to present with Rudy is always an extra bonus for me. You know, the topic that we are talking about is one in which we have really seen the ebb and flow. We saw some real focus on issues of DEI during COVID. There was almost a groundswell, and now we're kind of coming to the other side of that. And it really is affecting everything that we do in our practice. So we're really excited to have a chance to talk to you about that ebb and flow and kind of see what we can do to navigate the space that we're currently in.
I think navigate's a really good word to discuss here. So, full disclosure, I worked at the Comptroller's Office and at Health and Human Services for years, and this by far was always one of my favorite CLEs to attend. Absolutely loved it, enjoy it, admin law, because you get to see all these people in the other agencies, talk about what's going on, hear from other folks you haven't seen in a while. I mean, it's always great. And I know how this works. So everyone shows up, all dressed up on Thursday. They go and continue on Thursday, really interested, go to the happy hour afterwards. Then on Friday, okay, you start having breakfast, enjoying some things right there as well. Then Friday, midway around lunch, you start seeing people, hey, wait, wasn't someone here? Wait, where'd you go? Blah, 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 and everything like that. And by this time of day, you're like, dude, all right, y'all need to finish up and get started. I want to start happy hour as soon as possible. So I get it. And we're definitely going to go ahead and try to adhere to the time frame and work for that as well from there. So when I was 8 years old, I was sitting there watching Michael Jordan playing the playoffs in a playoff game, and all of a sudden a commercial came on TV. My parents were in the other room taking care of some bills. Professor Downs and I were laughing because, you know, remember those days when parents would actually sit by and do bills and, you know, reconciliation with the checkbook and everything else over there? And when I saw that commercial, I yelled, I said, that racist is on TV. And it caused my parents a pause. They were like, what are you talking about? I was like, that racist. I was like, look, that racist has his own TV show again. What is he doing on TV? That was a commercial for the TV show In the Heat of the Night. And who I'd seen was Carol O'Connor. So my parents, I'll never forget what they did. They took the remote, turned off the TV. Mom sat here, Dad sat here. And they said to me, do you know what your mother and I's favorite TV show was when we first came to this country? And I said, no. And I said, All in the Family. And, you know, you should have seen the shocked look on my face, like, wait, All in the Family? What's going on here? Why would you like that? And my dad began to explain. He said, you know, that show used Carol Connor, Archie Bunker, as a caricature.